91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio.
Good afternoon and happy Sunday. Thanks for joining us on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. We are feeling the fall cooler temperatures, and for that, I am so grateful. This is Aspen Green with my co-host, Kathy Harris, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can listen to our programs on the Broad Perspectives podcast page at kxci.org. I'm very happy to welcome Crystal Popoff to our show, a Tucson-based entrepreneur and the founder of Futurepreneur, an organization that teaches children the essential skills of how to start their own businesses. Boy, I wish I knew that when I was younger. What an amazing opportunity for these younger children, giving them exposure to that at such a young age. Along with that, she's doing The Proper Shop and L Offices, which provide community working spaces. I am loving this, and I can't wait to hear about it, Kathy.
Me too, Aspen. And let me just start by saying that Crystal Popoff is an amazing Tucson woman with apparently boundless energy. She has already had a long history of business and entrepreneurship. After graduating with an engineering degree in 2004, she spent 7 years as a software engineer. But in 2011, she ventured out as an entrepreneur and sold services to businesses and families to help them save money. In 2016, she partnered with Trinaut Company and became financial director and educator, teaching people how to manage their wealth and improve their health. In 2019, she founded the L Offices in Tucson, a community events and workspace for Tucson businesses. Crystal is also the founder of The Proper Shops in downtown Tucson on Congress and Fifth, I believe, which is a collective of local merchants and artists. Her latest venture is Futurepreneur, an organization, as you said, Aspen, that teaches children how to start their own businesses. I cannot wait to hear about that one. Now, in her spare time, and I don't know how she finds any of that, she loves to travel and spend time with her husband and three daughters. What an amazing and productive life she has. Crystal, welcome to our show.
Aspen, Kathy, thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Well, we're excited to have you. You've had a long history in the business world and much of it as an entrepreneur. So tell us a little bit about why you decided to be an entrepreneur instead of working for other people. What are the advantages to you? Maybe also the disadvantages.
Yeah. There definitely comes with both, right? No, I mean, entrepreneurship or just running my own business really changed my life. I love the engineering firm that I worked for. I had great friends there, great people. I had a great boss. However, you are stuck within bounds, and I'm just that person that gets passionate about things. I just want to go different directions. I want to be creative. I want to do different things. And in that corporate world, they had to kind of keep everyone in that box, right? Here's our mission. Here's our goals. Let's do it. So when I stepped out into entrepreneurship, I would say it was scary for me, but I'm very risk adverse. I think that comes with growing up with a successful mom. Started a business when I was in high school. I watched her open a swimming pool construction company, Valley Oasis Pools, and she grinded her way. And now they're one of the top two pool companies in town. So I watched that happen. And what a blessing for me that I felt like, okay, if she can do it, I can do it. And so since then, though, I've probably opened, gosh, seven different companies. Some of them failed, right? Part of the process. You know, I've kind of hit my stride right now. I've got an incredible couple businesses, the L Offices at River and Campbell being one of them. And now, I guess because entrepreneurship changed my life so much, it gave me freedom. I get to pick up my kids from school. I get to go on field trips. That is just the most valuable thing to me. If they're homesick, I'm home with them. And that was so important. And I could get emotional on that. But it just gave me time with my family. And where I really want to be, I can be. And you don't really get that unless you own your own business or run your own life, right? It really changed my life. The financial stability has been incredible, although it always has not been financially stable. I went several years without taking a single paycheck. My poor husband had to pay for everything, but he's been such a champion of mine. Yeah, so it's been a blessing for mine. And almost everything I do now, Proper Shops, downtown, the L Offices, and now Futurepreneur is really about helping nurture that entrepreneurship and anybody that wants it.
Okay. And I have to say, I really admire your courage as an entrepreneur. You know, it never really even occurred to me to do that. I always worked for other people. I just didn't even think about it. So, and I know it takes a lot of courage. My goodness. So let's start and talk a little bit about the L offices in Tucson, which provides community workspaces. How did you get the idea to create this kind of space in Tucson?
Yeah, I spent 2 years in Chicago, and this was 2014, 2015. I was trying to make it in kind of a freelance world and joined a couple co-working spaces there. And it was really neat. There was one on every corner. Everyone had a specific flair or a specific personality, or so you could kind of feel the one that feels right to you and then and join that community. And there was a lot of value add in that, especially me being in a new city. And when I got married and got pregnant, I knew I didn't want to raise my baby in Chicago. I came back home to Tucson, and there was one downtown called Connect Coworking, which I was part of for a while, but it ended up shutting down. And I was like, Tucson needs it. Like, I needed it when I was in Chicago. It got me out of my studio and into a community. It got me inspired, motivated, resources were there. And so I knew Tucson needed it. The first one I opened was downtown. Timing wasn't the best. I signed the lease in November of 2019. We were in build out phase when COVID hit. I had to open. I couldn't drain money. It was January 2021, but people were still home. And downtown just didn't bounce back very quickly. So that one just never was really profitable, although I loved it so much. And the building owner was amazing, Marcel. Then I met Scott Douglas, and the two other locations came in his buildings, one in William Center and then this one in Cambrick at River and Campbell. William Center was great, profitable, beautiful, but we had a thing with the lease there. And so we just expanded at River and Campbell, and we just went all in on one location. And we now have like 120 members and bring in resources and classes and fitness. Right now, there's a steps competition that's happening on who's getting the most steps in. And we try to bring wellness in every month, and we do yoga classes. And
that's amazing. Yeah. And I'm kind of curious. I mean, rather than just jumping into it, did you do some kind of a survey to find out what the market for these spaces might be before you started?
I did. I'm kind of a math nerd. So anything I do, I've got to really see it in numbers first. And I started researching other co-working spaces. What are they charging for their offices? How much could I charge? Where's my break-even point? I knew I needed to be 60% occupancy before I would even break even. Highly recommend that. If you have an idea and you have a business and you're scared, my first piece of advice is you got to go for it. But you've got to journal it out. You've got to write it out. You've got to put numbers for it. You've got to actually see the sales. And then you've got to make sure there's a demand. So you call it a performa. That's what I call it. But I did a performa on the space.
And you have a very successful business, and it's a great service for Tucson. It intrigues me when reading about it. You state that your goal for L offices is health, wellness, and community engagement, which are all great goals for business and for our community. Mm-hmm. Tell us, how do you achieve all of those things?
So it's basically who we bring in. Community is really built in. You're with these people all the time. We do community breakfast every Wednesday. We provide breakfast. Our members love that. We bring in health and wellness each month. Like I said, we're in the middle of a step competition right now. So people submit how many steps they got in the day, and we've got prizes. And, you know, we go on walks at specific times every day that anyone can join. We also do some entrepreneur education. We actually, last month, we also had someone that talked about cardiac and how to just make sure you're doing the right things to keep your heart healthy. We also had Mike Schmidt in a couple weeks ago. Our event room was packed. He talked about how to use AI as a personal assistant, not just ChatGPT. This was like ChatGPT on steroids. It was training your AI to be your assistant. I mean, he talks to it every day, and he has different GPTs, right, on his AI, and which I didn't even know about. And so that was just such a value add to our community. Those are all free for our members.
Wow, that sounds great. It makes me wish I had a business that I could go.
Come join us.
Put there, yes. Well, what about the proper shops? You know, I've been there numerous times. I believe it's on 5th and Congress, right?
Yeah.
I've been in there a number of times, and I always bring my out-of-town guests there. I just think it's a great place. It's all local merchants. So how did you get the idea to do that?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for supporting those merchants. They are in the early stage of entrepreneurship, and they're in the grind. So Christmas shopping, any locals, go down there, check out proper shops. There's so many gifts there that are made locally, and you get to support these amazing people. When I was downtown with the L offices, people would come in. I was on the second floor of the old Chicago music store, and people would come in and need retail space. You weren't going to get any walk-in traffic there. At that time, Scott Zeitler and Don Martin owned that corner, and Rudy Dabdoub is also in that partnership, and they had an empty building, and they were like, we're not going to open a restaurant. Again, this is 2022. And they said, what can you do with it? And I said, a retail space, very similar to co-working, but in the retail sector. So someone who's a maker, they're not quite ready to sign that commercial lease. That's the scary part of entrepreneurship. They come in there, all they have to do, it's month to month. They give us a 30-day notice if they need to move out. And we're very flexible on that. We have anything from $800 spaces up to $2,000 spaces, depending on how big they need it. So they can open their little own retail shop right inside proper shops. And then we do events to draw the public in to help them market a little bit, but it's wonderful.
It is. Every time I go there, there are new people selling things, and it's so interesting and such a
Yeah.
fun place to go. Do you have a long list of people wanting to rent space there?
No, we actually have one vacancy right now, which we haven't in a long time. So we're the launch pad. So we've had a couple people move out. We're a little bit picky about who we bring in. We want the items to be local. We don't want a bunch of competing stores in there. So if you have five people selling candles, they're not going to sell very many candles, right? So we have one vacancy right now, which we're excited about. So if you have a retail space, come see us.
It's a great place in Tucson, and so are the L spaces. You're doing so many great things.
Thank
And
you.
we want to talk about Futurepreneur, but first, I think it is time for a music break. What do you think, Aspen?
Okay, I love music breaks. So the song you picked today is called I Was Here, and it's from the Act of Valor motion picture sung by Lady Antebellum, whose her name's changed to Lady A, actually. Can you tell us why you picked this song for today?
I was here is basically saying, I will make my mark. I'm here for a reason. There's one point in the song that says, if you think I'm all talk, you're in for a shock because this dream's too strong. And then it goes into all these things that she's going to do. So it's an incredible song. Listen to these words. Hope it inspires you.
I have actually. Before its inclusion in the Act of Valor soundtrack, I Was Here, it was originally contributed to the AT&T Team USA soundtrack for the
Ooh, I
Olympics.
didn't know that.
It is a power ballad that speaks to the idea of making a lasting impact, as you said, and doing something significant in one's life. I think it brings up the question, too, how will we be remembered for the things that we do that make a difference? And I also read that Beyoncé also recorded this song for the UN's World Humanitarian Day in 2012. It was written by hit songwriter Hillary Lindsey, who has also written for Carrie Underwood, Taylor Swift, and Lady Gaga. So let's listen to I Was Here by Lady A. What a powerful and inspiring song for sure. 91.3 KXCI Tucson, and we're returning to our interview with Crystal Popov, founder of Futurepreneur.
And that was an inspiring song. Thanks so much for bringing that song to us, Crystal. So,
Yeah.
this does bring us to your latest project, Futurepreneur, and it teaches children to become entrepreneurs. I mean, I've never heard of a program like this. So, tell us about it. Where did this idea come from?
Oh my gosh, if you're a parent out there, give me 10 minutes because this is life-changing. So, as a parent and as an entrepreneur, I just really want my kids, I want your kids to know that they can do it. They can start anything. And I feel like that courage, the courage that I got inherently because I got to watch my mom, most kids don't get that opportunity. So, how else do we build courage in them at a young age? And it's start young and it's give them small businesses. Let them watch their idea turn into money, right? I mean, basically, that's what it is. I was looking for something for my kids. And there wasn't a lot out there. There's a couple books, there's an AI program, there's a lot of STEM, so science, technology kind of kits or things that come to your house that they can build or blow up, which are awesome. But we really need that entrepreneur piece. And I'm going to tell you, so think about this. I'm a computer programmer by schooling, but eventually AI is going to program faster than us. So what is AI not going to take over? And that is really, in my opinion, that's hospitality. That's a lot of healthcare. You know, some might, but some might not. In-person teaching, like dance classes or something that you need to visually see. So, although AI is great, it's not going to take an idea that it doesn't know that's not in the data and come up with it. And that's what entrepreneurship is all about, is being innovative. It's something that we need to teach. If someone wants to have a long-term, stable future, entrepreneurship at least should be ingrained in them. My best employees have been entrepreneurs, and they are the best employees. In fact, I treat them as team members because that's what they are. Entrepreneurship skills is so important. So there was nothing really at my kids' age. I have a 10, an 8, and a 5-year-old. And I said, okay, we're going to invent it. And so we created Business in a Box. Kyle Faulkner is my right-hand person at this. She did all of the design work. We create an outline for a business. So if your kid is interested in opening a bakery or having a lemonade stand or opening a dog walking business or making and selling slime, so you buy the business plan with the tools that get shipped directly to their house. And we have video modules. So if the parents are really busy, you can throw up a video module and it walks them through the business plan of opening and launching their business. It is adorable. My kids are obviously the guinea pigs for everything, and I'm a little bit biased, but when my daughter made and sold her first t-shirt online and she was telling everyone, and she made like 140 bucks. She was 9 at the time. She was in heaven. And I watched her go out and say, "Hey, I've got this new t-shirt design. I'd love for you to buy one," right? And it just kind of brought her out of her shell because she was so excited and proud of her own company. That's where it started. We are evolving though, Kathy. I want to tell you, we are getting ready in February 22nd to do our first Futurepreneur Live event. The University McGuire Center for Entrepreneurship is going to host us, which I'm so grateful for, so we can get up to 300 people in the room. I know we'll sell out. Parents are free, but kids come. We won't start sales for about another 3 or 4 weeks. From 10 to 3, they're going to be listening to other young entrepreneurs. They're going to be understanding what it takes to kind of create and start something small. So we're evolving. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I guess so. That is so wonderful. And you make such a good point that, most kids don't have the kind of inspiration you had with your mom. That's why it never occurred to me to do such a thing. I never knew anybody who did. Do you have any success stories of kids with businesses you'd like to share with us?
One of the first was a dog walking last year during Halloween, and he made like a dog treat and put it in a bag, and it says "treat but no trick," and it says Luke's dog walking business. And when he was going around Halloween, he was handing out his business card, which was a dog treat, and he got like 3 or 4 clients, and he's been running a dog walking business, so it's pretty special. We've had two friends in Florida that opened a little mini pizzeria in their house. There's a gal here in Tucson that just launched a Blossom and Bows design. She did mugs, t-shirts, and blankets, and she's made good money there, and now she's researching how to launch this on Amazon. It's just that launching pad, and we're at a young age, right? So none of them can't open a pizzeria now, so it's just getting those skills in. But we have lots of testimonies. We have lots of parents that are reordering a lot in the homeschool sector. We help one homeschool co-op in town called Hug Homeschool Underground, wonderful, wonderful community led by Brittany. And she brought us in to help teach this entrepreneur unit. So every Wednesday, the kids would show up and they walked themselves through. And then they had a big Saturday market where they all got to sell their stuff. Futurepreneur was a sponsor of that. And we kind of helped with that curricula.
This is so incredible. I'm so impressed.
Thank
Tell
you.
me, how old are the kids and where do they come from? How do you get these kids or how do they end up with you and where do you hold this?
Yeah, I think the number one challenge for any entrepreneur is how to market, right? So how to reach the kids, because again, this is amazing. Most people haven't heard of it. How do you get the word out? And Instagram ads and Facebook ads are just so expensive these days. We had a bunch of homeschoolers buy right off the bat, and so we really leaned into homeschoolers. So right now it's into homeschooling communities and targeted ad to homeschoolers, and that's grown a lot. But now it's how do I reach the rest of the parents that aren't homeschooling, but they also want to bring entrepreneurship, which is not taught in schools, into their home. We're still learning that. I think podcasts, you guys for having me on, I'm so grateful for that, because maybe one or two parents will listen to this and order a business kit and their kid will be inspired. And really, I've just been trying to do podcast tours, doing things a little bit more organic. We may get on Amazon. I was trying to avoid that. That's where people shop. That's where parents shop. I get it. I shop there. We had a big jump in sales the last 2 months, but not to where I feel like we should be. So futurepreneur.com is our website. Yeah, just people sharing it, people sharing their testimonies. We're trying to grow our social media. So we're on all the socials, and yeah, just.
Okay, so if people listening are
Yeah.
interested in their kids or somebody listening is, they go to your website and there's a place there that they can sign
Yep.
up.
Yep. They can search and research all the different businesses we have and order one for their child. Or if they sign up for our freebie, they'll also be on our mailing list. So they'll be one of the first to know about our event when we launch it.
Okay, this sounds fabulous and it sounds like you have a good future plan for it. I'm
Thank you.
curious, having heard of all the things that you've done in your short life already, do you have any different projects in mind for the future? Or are you going to stick with this one for a while?
I'm going to stick with this one for a while. You know, we're just getting into it. I try to only work about 5 hours a day. I know it sounds crazy, but I now have an incredible staff. So grateful for them. They hold most of the heavy load, so it allows me to be home and still be innovative. But we're going to turn right now. You order the business as your house. Eventually, this will be a software package. Software is my background. So eventually, they'll be able to log in and they can open different businesses for different parts of the world, right? Or we want to bring some culture into it. And they'll be able to like launch their t-shirt shop within our platform. So we want a safe platform for them to create their business. Step by step, we would guide them through it and then be able to launch it online under our very safe platform for futurepreneurs. So that's next. We've got the business boxes that get delivered to you right now. And then we've got Futurepreneur Live, which we'll probably do 4 a year around the country. And then we will eventually start soon. I'm already starting to kind of lay out the groundwork for launching this software, which will just be a monthly membership.
Okay, it sounds like you have plenty to do with
Plenty
this
to
project for a long time. And you answered this a little bit, but I have to ask, how do you fit all of this into your life and you still have time for your family? You said that you only work 5 hours a day. That is astounding. Is that for real? You're not lying, are you?
Yeah, no, I mean, yes. So Tuesday, I went on a field trip with my kid. And so I worked an hour and a half that day. So yesterday, I probably worked about 7 hours. But today, I mean, I'm working out at 1:30 and I pick up a kid at 3. So I have from now until, yeah, or I have about 4.5 hours to work today. So I will tell you, though, the things that I love to do charity. I'm part of Angel Charity for Children, and I love to participate in Kids of Steel and some other charity events. I'm on the Crew Tucson board next year. But I have to say no to a lot. So the birthday happy hours, unless they're my closest friends, I probably am not going to show up for, right? So that sort of thing, I'm learning more to say no because I have been into a place where I got myself I was on too many boards, and then I had mom guilt, and then I was very overwhelmed, and I wasn't sleeping well. And that was last fall. So now I have a very good meditation routine. I learned meditation recently, and it's every day, and it's every morning, and I don't miss it. And just I've learned how to deal with kind of different things, and you can't worry. You just can't stress all day. Do I want Futurepreneur to be all over the world tomorrow? Absolutely. But I can't stress about it today to get it there. So I'm letting things unfold as it unfolds and just putting my best foot forward. And I'll tell you, it's working even better.
Well, that is all great advice. It's
Thank you.
conversations Aspen and I have with each other all the time about how can we say no a little more often and stay relaxed and meditate and all of that. That's all great advice. Tell us one more time how people find you and your businesses. What's your website?
Futurepreneur.com is our website. There is another company that has a similar name, but they're up in Canada and they do events. So you'll see us, futurepreneur.com, or follow us on social. You can follow me at Crystal Popoff on social or at futurepreneur.us on social, both of those. But we would love that so much. And if you see value in it, grab a kit for your kid and get on our list for our February event. It's going to be incredible.
It sounds great. And Crystal Popoff, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today and telling us about all the great things that you do and are doing and are going to do in the future. Our community is very lucky to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Well, once again, we've come to the end of our show. Crystal Popoff, thank you so much for being here today and sharing your great ideas for young entrepreneurs and your great organization, Futurepreneur, and for promoting local merchants in your proper shops, L offices, which provide community working spaces. I've been to that. I didn't know that it was yours. You are quite a talent in so many ways and so impressive. I have kids who did amazing crafts, and it would have been great if they knew how to open their own businesses as youngsters. They used to sell their stuff on little stands on the street, like lemonade stands, but they sold their crafts.
Love
Anyway, thanks to all of you out there. This is Aspen Green with Kathy Harris, and you've been listening to Broad Perspectives Radio. You can hear more of our shows on kxci.org on our Broad Perspectives podcast page. For now, please stay tuned because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.